Did you watch any of the football this weekend? Do you ever think about how they mow the lawns? You wouldn't want to do it with a scythe, would you?
Laying on the grass, my heart, it flares like fire.
Do you go to any big sporting matches? Are you interested in AFL or rugby of one sort or another, league or union? When you look down at the field, does it ever occur to you how hard it was to get fields like that ready before the lawnmower? It doesn't bear thinking about, does it? It just does not bear thinking about. Apparently they used to use a scythe. How do I know this? Well, Edward Tenner, our resident commentator on all things technical, was good enough to chase it down for us, because in some of the feedback we had a suggestion. Get onto the lawnmower. It's critical to big lawn sports today, or grass sports today. Edward Tenner, welcome back to Counterpoint.
Thank you, Amanda.
Well, tell us about the lawnmower.
I'm not a lawnmower expert, but I have been interested in lawnmowers for a long time, really for two reasons. The first is that when I traveled in England, I was really amazed by how many lawns were finished with the kind of striping that we here in the U.S., I'm not sure how it is in Australia, but the kind of striping that we usually see only in professional sports fields, for example. And you see this all over from the trains in England. And I always thought it was one of the most marvelous things about England. Of course, the rainy English weather is just perfect for nourishing those extreme green lawns. And then it's so beautiful in the spring to see the newborn lambs. So that was one of the real treats of my visits to England. But I also have been interested in the history of the scythe. And that was what was usually used for cutting grass before the lawnmower. And it has a following now. There are people who are reviving the art of the scythe as a good form of exercise. But the scythe really was very different from the lawnmower, because the scythe ideally was designed around the human body. It was designed for swinging in a certain way. In fact,
yeah,
there was one part of Europe, one part of Transylvania, where each scythe was custom made for the build of the individual man or woman, or young man or young woman. I'm sure what happened when the young people grew, but maybe that was handed down. But the point was that the scythe was really an earlier form of technology. Some students of history of technology call it the difference between tool use and tool management. That is, with tool use, you are kind of putting your whole body into something. They, for example, talked about the spoke shaving bench as an example of tool use, and the modern workbench is an example of tool management. You have your tools there, and the work is in a vise, and you are working on it. Well, the same thing happened with the scythe and the lawnmower. The scythe was something that was kind of an extension of your body, and the lawnmower was a machine that you managed, even when it was a push lawnmower. So I have followed this scene of a modern-day scythe enthusiast, and anybody who's interested can look it up on the web and find suppliers who will make a scythe to your order if you
So you can mow your own lawn with a scythe.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, scythe your own lawn with a scythe.
Yeah, scythe your own lawn. Before the 19th century, the other way in which grass was kept level was by pasturing animals, sheep and cattle. And in fact, even now at my local market, there is premium organic milk from cattle that we are assured have been pastured. So that tradition continues, and of course it's sold at a premium price, but you really taste the difference.
Don't all cows roam around out on green grass?
No, not in the United States. Most of the cows are kept in barns, and they're fed a scientific formula. They're fed grain. And so cows that have been naturally pastured produce milk that is better tasting, but that's a more expensive way to get the milk. There is definitely an increasing market for it.
Anyway, back to the scythe and the lawnmower that allowed the mighty game of AFL to be played on big stadium fields.
Well, it isn't any coincidence that the lawnmower, in something like its present form, was introduced in England about 1830, because two things were happening then. First, there was a larger group of people, thanks to the Industrial Revolution, who could afford to have lawns but could not afford to have the armies of gardeners that the aristocracy mm-hmm. had, with the beautiful lawns that you see in paintings of 18th century estates. And now it was possible for a middle class person to buy a machine that would help them mow the lawn, and that had a roller that could let them make those wonderful stripes that I noticed. So that was the origin of the lawnmower, but there was also simultaneous growth of sports played on lawns. So there was a coevolution of sports and lawns. The more lawns there were, the easier it was to maintain a lawn, the more schools and adults thought of, you know, recreation on these lawns. And of course, the more lawns there were, the bigger the market for the lawnmowers. It was a little bit like the rise of the piano in the 18th century, that the piano, you know, it was a departure from existing instruments, and it had a lot of critics originally. But as musicians discovered all of the things you could do with a piano that you couldn't do with a harpsichord, the piano began to displace the harpsichord, and now the harpsichord is mainly for a few enthusiasts. So my point is that there was special music composed for the piano, and the piano became better. And the same thing is true of the lawnmower, that the larger the grounds, the more the grounds, the more the industry could develop new kinds of powered lawnmowers. Later in the 19th century, steam-powered lawnmowers and
electric
ultimately
ones.
Electric ones, exactly.
Well, I have to say, I would never, but for the feedback we got from someone who enjoys your segments and said, what about the lawnmower? It would never have occurred to me to connect the expansion of grass-based sports with the lawnmower, because I just didn't think about it. Edward Tenner, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you very much.